A man who spent more than 3 decades in prison for murder goes back on trial for that same murder this week. Darrell Jones has been free for the past year and a half after his conviction was overturned by a judge. That judge made that decision based on new scientific analysis showing that Brockton police deliberately altered a critical piece of evidence and the discovery by WBUR that the original jury was racially biased. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has been reporting on the Darrell Jones case and will be in court when his new trial takes place in Plymouth. Bruce, welcome.
Hi, Jack.
So, Bruce, take us back. This is a case that's gone on now for 30-plus years.
Yeah, it's 34 years. It began when Jones was 18 years old and arrested for shooting and killing a Brockton man outside of a bar. But there was no physical evidence linking Jones to the murder. There was no motive ever given, and actually the men didn't know each other.
And yet the jury still found him guilty.
Yes, the prosecutor's case was based entirely on eyewitness testimony given to police investigators who showed photo arrays and interviewed people who saw the killing the night in 1985. But exactly what they saw has been disputed since the original trial, where Jones was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. Witnesses had difficulty IDing Jones in photos. We know that from detective notes and the trial testimony. Some of the witnesses would later say they were coerced and threatened by detectives to give an ID of Jones.
And he was still convicted based on that testimony?
Yes. And in fact, the police had to impugn their own witnesses at the trial. And it should be noted that the techniques that the police used in showing the photo arrays would never be permitted today.
And so remind us why this original conviction was overturned in the first place.
So last year, a judge ruled that Jones hadn't gotten a fair trial. As you mentioned in your intro, there was new scientific analysis of a crucial video of a witness, and it was revealed that it was a copy that was introduced to court, not the original, and it had been deliberately altered by the police. A juror that I found from the original all-white jury said another juror told her Jones was guilty because he was black, so there was racial bias.
So how is the prosecution going to change its case? How's the case going to be different now, 34 years later?
Well, it's going to be tough, real tall order. A critical videotape that had been found to be deliberately altered by the police will be shown, but it's going to be minus the disputed edited segment. And then last week, Judge Cornelius Moriarty delivered a big blow to the prosecutor when he ruled that the lead detective's notes and testimony can't be used in the new trial because Jones's defense lawyer way back in 1986 trial was representing that police officer in a different case.
That sounds to me like a conflict of interest.
Exactly. And the police officer is dead, so he can't testify now. So the judge's ruling now puts Assistant DA Jessica Kenny in a big bind. Kenny is a skilled prosecutor, and she does know the case very well, but she acknowledges that getting witnesses to recall what happened more than 3 decades ago is going to be tough.
There were a number of witnesses who had inexplicable memory loss about some very significant issues. Normally, it's not something that the Commonwealth asks the court to take up in advance because it kind of has to play out that way for it to happen. We're kind of getting to a point, though, where I'm a little concerned about what I might be able to say in my opening.
The judge is allowing Kenny to bring 3 key eyewitnesses to a hearing in court today before jury selection begins tomorrow to determine whether the witnesses are feigning memory loss.
And as for Darrell Jones, he had planned to represent himself, but I guess he changed his mind last week. What happened there?
Well, Jones was angry after the judge in this case admonished him for talking to his lawyer in a pretrial hearing. 34 years ago, Jones's defense attorney refused to sit with him, and he had to sit behind him in a defendant's box. And Jones said that he wanted to be able to talk to his lawyer this time, but changed his mind when the judge pressed him, and then he withdrew his motion.
What about his state of mind now, as this new trial's beginning?
Well, Jones says the prosecution offered him a deal to settle before this trial for time served, and he's rejected it.
I would never take an offer. What would I take an offer? Remember, they gave me an offer at the trial, 6 to 8. Back then, I would have did 4 years. I went to jail for 32 years when I could have did 4 years. If I didn't take that, you think I gave up my son, lost my family, separated from everybody, lost contact to the world, to come in here now and say, you know what, I'm tired. No, if I was going to get tired, I'd have got tired in jail, and I ain't tired. You're angry with me because I'm some guy saying something, and you can't take advantage of the same black boy when I was 19 today.
So he'll be back in court today?
Yes, to hear from those three witnesses about what they can and can't actually remember before the trial begins. And jury selection is set to begin tomorrow.
That's WBUR's Bruce Gellerman talking about the trial of Durrell Jones. Bruce, thank you.
You're welcome.